from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Circa. Put me work.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, today's the day. Warriors Summit starts at 4 o'clock, Fremont Bank in Fremont. If you're not going, we'll have it all on YouTube. All six hosts talking about the Golden State Warriors and the state of the franchise. What do you think it is right now? How do you feel about the state of the franchise? And first, I want to tell you at 3 o'clock today, Willard and Dibbs with Michael Thompson. Michael Thompson plays dad, joining Willard and Dibbs at 3 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
3
I'll be tuned in.
P.M. We're talking about where the Warriors are this offseason and how you're feeling about it and whether or not you're happy with where they're at. I think under the circumstances, they're doing the best they can.
Well, no, nobody's sit.
And I'm not, yeah. and I like, they've gotten their financials in a better way. They may have upgraded the roster, which to me is very important. And we'll see what these three guys can bring to the team. I'm a firm believer in chemistry, in a team dynamic. I don't know if the Warriors are better right now than they were last year. I think they might be. I think it's possible because I kind of like these guys. They're younger. They're all pro players. Mm. Now, I think the one thing we're going to have to, and it's not for today, conversation about, you know, why, with all we know about Steve Kerr, is he going to play Moody and Pajemski over any one of these veterans that they've just acquired?
I don't think any of those two young dudes I like are better than Melton when he's healthy.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
What, one more time?
I don't think, as much as I like Pods and Moody, I don't think they are better than Melton.
That's, I mean, I know it sounds trite, but that's what practice is for.
Okay, I got one more question, because you took your victory lap last year and you earned it with the Chris Paul coming to Golden State, how he would help. Can I just quickly ask you, what are they losing? What are they losing when Chris Paul is not on this team?
That's a great question. It feels like nothing. But
wow,
I know that can't be right.
That's how I feel. But that's not fair to Chris. And he did himself well here.
I mean, to me, was he good? He was fine. Did he impact winning? Not really.
No.
I don't think he impacted winning.
I don't think anybody did when you don't make the playoffs.
Clay? Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Good, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
Hey, what's
up,
Mark?
You guys are great. Guru, you got a big heart, man. I really admire you for that. And I think you make decisions as a general manager with your heart. And I get it, too, because it hurts everybody that Clay left. But, right, I want to answer a couple questions. One, the second most player now is Wiggins. He needs to be unlocked again.
Wow.
And Kuminga. No doubt. Kaminga needs more minutes. He needs more minutes than 22 minutes per game. The kid was scoring line. He was getting better. And I love Steve Kerr, but ever since Clay come back during the championship season, it's always been about working him back in. And Kerr has been handcuffed. And he's been coaching by seniority and not by ability. And ability, I love Clay, but defensively, this team right now, as is, without even – I like 7-footer they got. Watch him from Boston College. Go watch him on YouTube. I like that kid. But Kerr's been handcuffed. At the end of games, and I'm retired, I can say this, oftentimes you would put the lineup in the AARP lineup. He put the old guys in. And defensively, they just couldn't transition. One thing Kuminga does that's really good, he's one of the best closeout guys in the whole league. He alters a lot of shots. The guy's a beast. We have beasts. And they picked up a couple beasts. But defensively, they're going to be way better. And I think that we have the tools to pick up the offense that Clay, we're going to be missing with Clay gone. So.
Thanks, Mark.
So does Kerr, I should have asked him, Stoney, become a better coach? Because, and I alluded to this earlier, because there is no Clay Thompson worrying about his feelings? Because when they benched him, it kind of went away, but it was there.
Yeah, I think that there's a chance that Steve Kerr did feel pressure that he had to play Clay Thompson. I do. There's one game, and I'm not sure. Oh, I kind of like this one, the 408. I'm not sure I'm happy with where they're at, but I'm happy with what Dunleavy has done.
So that would be the three moves around the edges with Melton.
Well, I think
saying bye bye to Clay.
Well, I think there are some things you can be happy about. I mean, listen,
not getting anything for Chris Paul hurt me. I would put that on Mike's ledger. Steiny, he got that. He gave him that extension, don't you? But we believe to make something happen and get a player.
He didn't give him an extension.
No, when Chris Paul said, "You know what? I'll delay my decision."
That tells me, you know what? It tells me that they exhausted every single thing they could have possibly done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, they weren't going to, like, again, we were kind of talking about this at the end of the year, that anything they do is not going to be easy. And we kind of gloss over it a lot. Well, I'll still figure it out. I don't believe there was a deal for Paul George out there that the Clippers would have accepted. We had two teams trying to make a deal, and neither of them wanted to go into the second apron. And yet, if you flip-flop Kuminga and Paul George, then both teams would have had to make the same decision they were going to be making on their guys anyway about having to pay them or not, knowing that if they do pay them, they're handcuffed again. So I really don't believe that they had a deal for Paul George. Was it close? Maybe. I don't know if it was close or not, but I don't think at the end of the day the Clippers they would rather have Paul George walk for nothing than get a player that they knew they would have to pay, but they weren't certain on.
Or everybody has an ego, and so do these owners, and I think Joe Lacob, depending on who you trust, Donnie, I think there's a lot of hate for him and what he's done and what he's spent. Do you think Ballmer was like, his pride was in the way of like, I'm not going to breathe life into that franchise. I think they're down. I'm not sending Paul George, nor am I going to help them get Paul George.
And maybe the Warriors thought, I'm not bailing out the fossil Clippers and giving them our best young player so that they can claw their way out, because they've got old guys who ain't winning it either. Maybe. Let's go to Austin in San Francisco.
Austin.
Hey, I just want to say this, man. I don't like where they at. We got rid of Clay, and then we got Buddy. Yeah, another shooter, but we still lacking in defense with that. I blame this all on Draymond Green of him being selfish. Look, he cost us the finals. KD's gone. He cost us Jordan Poole, who's supposed to be right behind Stephen Curry. You know, the hate on Poole that he had. Man, because he was taking a little shine from Curry. Man, that's crazy. He was the athletic and a better defender than Curry. We just had to have more patience with that. We should let Draymond Green walk when he said he wanted to go to the Grizzlies. That man is selfish for that. Now Clay that gone, and he took that money. Wasn't not supposed to take that money. That's supposed to go to Clay. I take Clay knees over Draymond knees. He's deteriorating hella fast. That's all I got.
Good stuff, Austin. Appreciate the call.
Oh, the list is getting long.
I mean, look, the other thing that I think we got to acknowledge is, and I don't know if it's half the fans, but I think it's split in half. Sorry, but half the fans are pissed that Draymond got paid and Clay didn't.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
And whether you think that's pitting a player against each other, I don't care. It's split the fan base. And that's what Draymond Green does. He splits the fan base. So we're never going to have a consensus on what they should have done with Draymond. Because we know that we have them all on record.
But
last year saying, we can't win without Draymond. And they never said that about Klay Thompson.
A lot of what we're talking about is stuff that has gone on behind closed doors we weren't privy to. But what we've all watched is Draymond's transgressions on a national stage. And when you talk about the Durant, did he cost him Durant? I'm not mad if you think that, Austin. The Jordan Poole, you ruined him. And now we find out he probably socked him because you knew he was going to get paid before you thought. So you were looking at Jordan Poole's face like it was money he was taking from you. That's the stuff of how does that behavior get rewarded?
Well, you guys are all looking at last offseason, paying Draymond last offseason. Now everybody says it's easy. That was a mistake. Oh, that was a mistake paying Draymond Green. And you're the same people who 2 years before said, well, we can't go anywhere without Draymond. They have to do it. It's a great move. Yeah,
I've never been on that boat.
Skinny Bob in El Granada.
Our guy.
What's up, Skinny?
Hey, it's a great day out here.
Yeah.
And talk to you guys. Hey, as far as Clay, in my opinion, I watched 99% of the games on TV, and Clay going to Dallas, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not losing any sleep over it. And Draymond is a problem, and I think we improved the team a lot. I'm looking forward to next season, and I enjoy watching the young teams coming up, and I think we got a young roster, and I'll be enjoying those games. And basically, the biggest problem in basketball with all these guys is the big money. But big money is big money. So a lot of people need money, but big money is a problem. That's my thoughts. What do you guys think?
Oh, man, good to hear from you, Skinny Bob.
650, Dre's more of a team player than Clay. They're both about the same.
Clay,
they're like every other NBA player. No better, no worse.
Clay has no TKO of teammates.
Right, but he's a sulker.
Still, that TKO of teammates.
So,
nothing.
Clay's a better teammate than Draymond.
Clay has no TKOs on his record.
Right.
Yeah. Not just a push, a knockout. That's crazy.
God.
I can't move on. I'm sorry. People, I just, Stoudy, you know, the fan base has had enough. It's all
of this. What?
Draymond.
What if they had enough
Draymond
of?
Draymond getting rewarded. And then you wonder where they're at.
I don't think everybody has.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody's had enough.
There's an element of selling your soul to that dude, man.
I mean,
they hitched their wagon to a dude that has done everything under the sun.
Right, but let's not act like for 10 of 12 years, 95% of the fan base was on board with what the team was doing and how they were handling him.
Well, how do you prove that? We saw when he got into it with Kevin Durant, the fans were blaming him that was the reason Durant didn't stay.
Yeah, and half the fans were saying it wasn't.
And then half the fans didn't like every night him yelling at the refs or yelling at the coaches to challenge stuff. Like, that was getting old. It is old.
To some. Still, they're still out there. He's still got fans.
To the organization, you got me. You're right.
He's still got fans out there in the Bay Area. It sounds like. 888-957-95. Oh, I know what I wanted to hear. Sarah Todd, Deseret News, was talking about Lauri Markkanen. She covers the Utah Jazz. Here's how she answered the question of how likely it is that Markkanen just gets moved, just gets traded.
what has surprised me the last couple of years with the Jazz is that when the new ownership came in, Ryan Smith bought the team from the Miller family, and he grew up a Jazz fan. And so I thought he was going to be a little bit too fanboy to actually kind of make the moves the Jazz needed to do. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert team had run its course. It was obvious from the outside that, like, it was that wasn't going to make it happen. That wasn't going to do it. And I was worried that, frankly, he wouldn't have the balls to blow it up. And then he did. He handed the reins over to Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck, and he said, do what you got to do. And so I think that the belief that Ryan Smith has in the Danny Ainge, Justin Zanuck running of the team at this point, nothing would surprise me. I don't necessarily think that it's about frugality. I think it's a real deep sense of what is going to give us the best long-term future, and they will pull the trigger if it means so.
All right, wow. That's Sarah Todd. Yeah. I want to hear one more thing. Okay. What are you going to get for marketing?
Man, it's going to really take a big haul. It is. I think if there is an offer, like if the Warriors come through with a big offer, the Jazz would get it done. But they're not going to hold back on it. Like they're not going to say like, oh, we'll settle for a deal, because they would like to have Lowry for a long time if they can.
Yeah, and I, Stani, I'm not shocked. The dude's a good, I believe, a damn good young player.
I guess also what I would say is I would absolutely, positively never have traded for Paul George and then given him $212 million to take him to 38. But had they somehow figured out a way to do it, that I would have understood. Trading Kuminga and three firsts for Lauri Markkanen, that's what I'm not doing. Mm. Or it's not, I mean, I wouldn't do either, but that's what I would not understand that move.
You think it's still feasible?
Because here's the other thing.
I do after hearing that.
Well, here's the other thing. I think it's, and Evan got me thinking about this. What's the word? It's incongruous. If you're saying that you got to get Steph help to take him to a title, who gives you a better chance, Paul George or Lauri Markkanen?
Paul George, I believe.
Okay, so.
And so do the Warriors. So that's why he was option A.
Right. So what are you getting Lauri Markkanen for? He's a 26-year-old player. Like, if you think Paul George gets you back into contention.
Well, he would be the heir apparent. He would be the 22.
Okay, so you are thinking about the future situation.
Right, I'm not throwing him out with the bathwater. He's a damn good player, yeah. And I expect him to be 4 years from now, 30 years old, still hopefully an all-star.
Okay, so you do care about after Steph's gone.
Well, that's immediately after Steph is gone. So,
well,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's big. Like, what if, Markkanen's, what if he's 3 years away from his prime, which he probably is because he's 26.
Well, even more the better.
Well, but that means he's going to be at his most title ready when Curry's 39.
Stein, he averaged 27 points in this league, 26, and you didn't like the rebounds, but 8 rebounds. The dude can steal ball now.
He plays offense.
Okay, but
let me tell you the other thing. You can't bring in a non-defender to play alongside Draymond Green at this point of Draymond's career, because that ain't working either. I don't think. Like, if Markkanen's as bad on defense as everybody says he is, how's that going over with Draymond? I don't know. Chris in Alameda. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Couple quick points. I'm with you guys. Don't sell it all for Markkanen. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's the way the league is going these days. Big potential extensions. But also, I just wanted to say about Clay, who I love, one of my faves. But, you know, he played next to Steph Curry. And, of course, he had his shining moments when Steph wasn't on as well. But everybody's better when someone's drawn that much gravity. He'll be fortunate and get that same thing in Dallas. But you know what I'm saying? It would be tough if he was going someplace without a Kyrie or a Luka.
Mm.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
And maybe that tough place was here.
What's that?
You know, having a guy, not all you had was Curry to be able to help Clay out and get the shots. You know, he was saying he's in a good place now, but if he wasn't, I'm saying, what if this were the worst place for Clay? Now that there's not too many playmakers on the court outside of Steph, maybe that's why he dipped too. Now that I'm learning what's going on and what's been going on,
how many legends have gotten old and come off the bench for the team that they starred for? I'll wait.
Well,
how many legends have ever come off the bench at the end of their career for the same team they started with and played with their whole career? Doesn't happen a lot.
Mm.
It just doesn't. Most guys at the end of their careers, if they have to go to the bench, they'll go to a bench for another team. I mean, there are exceptions. Maybe Tim Duncan, Chris A, never came off the bench. Not even his last year with the Spurs. He started every single game for the Spurs. Tim Duncan.
What about Manu?
Well, I think Manu went back and forth.
Huh?
And I also think, I guess Dwayne Wade might fit that image or fit that role. But it's a built-in problem.
What about Dirk?
He started half his games the last year when he only played 50 games. So he went to the bench for half a season, and it was his last year. So he didn't come off the bench for the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm.
If that's got to be a guy who's doing it for another team. I think at that age.
And with everything we know now, Stanley, I think that was a big component of Clay's mindset. Like, I can't watch Moody, Pods, Melton, or whoever start
exactly.
before. That would be torture.
And watching.
But he did it some part of last year when they benched him.
Right.
After he made the bonehead foul against the Clippers at home. And then remember, they went to Utah, and then he was out of the starting lineup.
Boy, Eli saying Clay's not in that conversation. Jeez. Clay's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
You can't ask him to sit behind Brandon Pajemski.
But yet they did.
Right. In the middle of the season.
He probably was like, I'm
you
out
can't
this,
ask
you know
him
what?
To yeah. start a season playing behind
I get it.
Brandon Pajemski. This is a good point for the 510, but that goes both ways. Clay also pulled gravity for Curry, too. It was the Splash Brothers plural. It's from Terry in Oakland.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I tell you what, is this fair? And I've been doing a lot of thinking while I was off. Joe Lacob gave him the nickname was Joey Lightyears. And I remember our last show, Steiner, you said he inherited Steph Curry. But aren't we finding out right now, this is when we find out when you put or you use that Joey Lightyear's credit card?
No.
Because now this is what we're talking. Like, this is when we find out if you're light years ahead.
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, why are
because
you saying
because it's
no?
impossible, Goo. They're trying to embark on something impossible. They're not at ground zero. They're below ground. That's where their salary cap situation is. That's where the age of their core roster is. Like, Mike Dunleavy he didn't just get to take over a team.
So you're saying he was in a no-win situation?
Yes! They're in a no-win situation.
Well, he said trades are hard.
With every single decision.
The trades are...
Every single decision is no-win, and every single decision, because of where they're at, is risky one way or the other. Like, I wouldn't have signed Draymond Green. I wouldn't have. But they chose to because they felt they absolutely, positively needed him if they were going to go for a fifth championship. And I think in the course of the year, cooler heads in the Warriors front office realized, we ain't winning another championship with this core. We can't.
We can't control one of our main guys. That ain't going to help.
Well, I mean, that's the deal you made for the four rings.
All right.
Like, you can't... Yeah, Draymond helped you get four rings. Now he's older, and he's a menace. I mean, menace is a little too strong, probably, but he's not a great teammate. Nah, I wouldn't say that either. I don't know what I'd say about Draymond Green. I do think that there's something to... You know, he's going to have a bigger spotlight on him right now than he's ever had.
But he's won. He's already won. And I'm
well. And let's be honest.
I mean,
think about that.
And that spotlight wasn't brighter last year in year one of the contract you got.
No, because Clay was here. Because Clay was here. Clay's not here next year. It's just going to be Draymond.
Mm.
And the other reality that we got to realize with Draymond Green, and let's be honest, we all think it's possible because we've seen it before. How is Draymond Green going to be on a team that doesn't win? If that's what ends up happening, you're going to have Draymond Green under contract for 3 more years, and you're not winning.
Mm.
If that in fact happens, I mean. Hey, anybody still out there think that was a good deal they made for Draymond Green? But Steiny, if they're light years ahead, shouldn't they be able to figure it out? No,
Well, they're not light years ahead.
There's nothing to figure out.
And the game was different. The rules were different when he made that comment or that comment came out.
Name me a team that's ever, and you'll probably be able to give me any. You're losing a generational player. You're like Steph Curry is unbelievable. Like, it's just, there are things that are inevitable in life. And one is that it's hard for a 36-year-old to carry a team to a title as the team's best player. Hey, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Also, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto line, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
PXG East Bay has a treat for all you golfers out there. If you've been wanting to swing PXG's incredible golf clubs, now's the time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.